Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Smith. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Phillips. Bonds reaches second base with a double. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt bunts towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Bonds moves to third. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo takes first base on ball four. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is hit by the pitch. Beckert moves to third. Santo moves to second. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Beckert scores. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. It's 2-1, Giants. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Santo scores. Banks scores. Smith moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt misplays the ball. That's an error on Hunt. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive towards third. Hart catches it and throws to first to double up Jenkins. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 0 in the game. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays strikes out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0 for 1 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smith is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt hits a pop-up towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Jenkins is called out on strikes. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. Mays is hit by the pitch. Hunt moves to second. Ty Cline pinch runs for Willie Mays. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ty Cline now playing left field. Bobby Bonds now playing center field. Jesus Alou now playing right field. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Santo for the out. 1 out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Banks moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Banks scores. Smith moves to third. It's 4-2, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Smith scores. Hundley moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-2 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou strikes out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-2 in the game. Lanier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Hart moves to third. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Gaylord Perry. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schroeder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Giants 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Monbuquette now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-3 in the game. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Beckert moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. There goes Williams trying to get to third. Klein throws the ball into Hart, who tags Williams for the out. Two outs. It's 6-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Cubs. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bonds hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-3, Cubs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ty Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Hunt moves to second. Rich Nye now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Hunt moves to third. Two outs. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hundley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-4 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Klein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Hyatt is called out on strikes. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport pinch hits for Bill Monbouquet. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bonds strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.